Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, people, and welcome to episode 6 of our show. Today is February 15th, 2011. It is 4 p.m. as always. I'm your host, Craig Acton. We have so much stuff tackled today's show. I'm going to go over it in just a few seconds. But first, we're going to go to our co-host, as always, Dan Lamb. Dan?
Hey, Craig.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Cutting it close again, I see. Calling with like 30 seconds to go. I do not like that.
Yeah, I don't know. At first, I was like, well, it was on Xbox, and then I was like, oh, okay, well, I got to go with like 15 minutes left, and then I like went up and reminded my sister and everything, and then I came back down, and I'm like, okay, now I only have 8 more minutes left. What the hell?
Yeah. People, now you may notice why I didn't name off the topic for today's show. It's because my mom and brother don't know the term stay out of the fucking house, and they're in the living room trying to eavesdrop. So if anyone calls in, I'll be going to the switchboard every couple of minutes to check for callers. But other than that, I'm going to be in my room for the show. But our first, I do remember all our topics, so that's good. All right. Our first topic is one that I wanted your opinion about. What's your opinion on gift cards, Dan? Like, what do you think of them in general?
Gift cards?
Gift cards, like for anything.
I don't know. I guess I don't really like gift cards because I don't really like being restricted as to where I want to buy something. If I were to get a Best Buy gift card, I'd kind of be mad because, like, I'd want to buy something electronic there, but then I could probably go to, like, Target, per se, and get the same thing for, like, $50 less.
That is true, but, like, if you shop at some place like, if you shop at GameStop all the time, wouldn't you be kind of happy to get some GameStop money?
I guess I might be, but I'd rather just have money so I could get it anywhere, I guess. Or even if I just decided I didn't really want anything from GameStop at that time.
I see your point, but honestly, I feel that gift cards are actually better than money. I don't mind the restriction, especially if I, like, go there a lot. Like, if someone gives me a gift card to, like, Red Lobster, it's like, oh, thanks, I never go to Red Lobster, but this is a good gift. And, I mean, if you give me, like, a gift card for someplace useless, like, I got one from my one relative for Radio Shack. And I'm like,
gift card?
Yeah, but I'm like, I've literally not shopped at Radio Shack since I was, like, 10. Thank you, though. This has been a waste of money for you because I'm not going to spend it.
Or another thing I hate is when, like, back to Best Buy again. Say I spend, almost all my money, but I have, like, $6 left on a Best Buy gift card. It's like, okay, what am I going to buy for $6 at Best Buy?
And then most of the gift cards, you can't put more money on them. And it's like, well, that was kind of pointless, wasn't it?
Yeah, I almost wish, like, I could go in there and be like, okay, here's this $25 gift card. Give me $25. At your store, I've spent this gift card, and I should be rewarded money.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think gift cards, it depends where you get them from.
Yeah.
Some place, it really does. Like iTunes, I love iTunes cards because I don't pay with a credit card. But, like, you know, it all depends on where you get them from. So I just wanted to bring that up because I've been getting, like, a lot of gift cards in the mail. Like, I'm getting gift cards from relatives that I never even fucking heard of. I'm like, who's my Uncle Clyde? And my mom's like, oh, he's your uncle that lives in Tennessee. I'm like, all right, sure. Making this up on his
own. Tennessee.
I didn't know I had family in Tennessee, but apparently I do. And
when you get that one, what?
No, keep going.
I was going to say, when you get, like, that gift card from, like, your grandma for, like, Banana Republic, she's like, oh, buy yourself some nice-looking clothing or something. It's like, oh, thanks, I'm going to go to Banana Republic. Ooh.
Okay, I just wanted to get your opinion. All right, our next topic, people, I'm going back to the switchboard. And we have a caller, and I recognize both of the numbers, so we're good. All right, favorite movie serial killer. Do you kind of get the gist of what this is? I'm just asking you what your favorite is.
Yeah.
Who'd your favorite be out of all of them?
I think I'd have to say Leatherhead from Texas Chainsaw Massacre, just because he's actually, like, a real person.
He's a real person? Like, in real life, he's actually a real-life person?
Yeah, that was completely based on something that, like, a set of murders
what?
That happened in Texas.
Wow, I didn't know that. Jesus.
Yeah, they actually, never found him or anything.
Really? Wow, that's creepy. I wonder if they're all based on true stories. Like, Freddy Krueger is really just a creepy guy, and then, they never found him.
Like the old guy from Family Guy who got caught in a house fire.
Yeah. That was funny. I don't know. My favorite would have to be Freddy Krueger. I mean, Leatherface, okay, he's scary. His chainsaw is scary. But if you get away from him, you've got away from him. Everyone has to sleep. Everyone has to dream. You can't get away from that. And, I mean, come on. Bladed fingers is pretty damn creepy and scary, I have to admit.
Yeah, I guess. Something I don't understand about Leatherhead, first of all, I've started a chainsaw in my day. It's not as easy as he makes it look. You have to prime it.
Oh, God, no.
You got to sit there and rip on that fucking cord forever. He's I'll just yank on this string and it'll start. I got it.
And then he's, holding it with, one hand, and he's just, going through bodies like it's, butter. And I'm like, no. I've gone through wood, and I need both hands and some gloves. There's no way it's that easy for you.
Yeah, and how the hell do you sneak up on someone with a chainsaw? You're already, a 300-pound guy with, leprosy. You're not going to be sneaking up on people with a chainsaw in your hand.
That's what I've always wondered, Freddy Krueger, he has blades, Jason blades. This seems like, I've always wondered, how do you do it? I never understood that, because it's like, it's like, okay, that's great, but I don't understand how.
Okay, get over there, let's go this way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There are some other contenders, Michael Myers, but then again, there's nothing scary about a William Shatner mask and a kitchen knife, if you ask me, but what I don't like about Michael Myers is that he fucking cheats. Every Halloween movie, he dies, and I swear to God, since the first one back in the 80s, they've been making this shit up as they go along. They're like, oh, well, he's possessed by a demon, or, well, oh, he wasn't stabbed in the heart, he was stabbed in the lungs. I'm like, no, you're stabbed, you're shot that many times, you're going to fucking die eventually.
Okay, was he actually stabbed in the lung instead of the heart? I want to clarify this.
Yeah, in Halloween 2, because I've seen all of them because I'm a nerd, he gets stabbed by the person he's trying to kill, and they make it look like it's in his heart. And then in the fourth one, because if you ever saw the third one, it has nothing to do with the movie, with the series, which drives me up a fucking wall. But in the fourth one, they're like, well, you see, it was in his right lung or something. And then, it's ridiculous. In the fifth one, one of the ones he gets thrown down a well, and the well explodes, and you think, he got caved in, but then you find out, an old hermit, found him in the well and, nursed him back to health.
Okay, what I'm concerned with, if this son of a bitch got stabbed in the lungs, he must really work his cardio, because those people are, running full speed away from him, and he's just, power walking, then they're,
yeah!
And he's just fucking there. He must be at the gym, every single day at, 5 in the morning, running, 6 miles.
You know who I want to see go against Michael Myers now that you bring up the running thing?
Usain Bolt?
No, Marissa from school.
Honestly, I think she could probably kill him.
She
not
would
gonna
just,
lie.
She would just flash that Joker smile. he's like, all right, bitch, you got it. I'm just going to go over here.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to my Crystal Lake and chill with my other psycho-killer friends.
A couple of other contenders, Ghostface from the Scream movies. The reason why I don't think he's the best is because there's nothing really special about him. He's just a guy in a ghost costume with a regular knife. I don't see nothing special about him, really.
Yeah, he just magically disappears from time to time.
And
they mass-produced his costume.
And, of course, the last one, Jason Voorhees. I don't like him because of the last movie. Did you see the last one, the remake?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They took something that I held dear to me, the Friday the 13th series, and they said, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do what we do with every horror movie. We're going to make it fucking ridiculous and not even plausible. Because in this movie, if you haven't seen the remake, everyone thinks that Jason died and he came back as a zombie. But in this new one, they're like, oh, no, he's not dead. He's just been living in the forest for 30 years. He doesn't have long hair or anything. He's just been living in the forest, eating twigs and roots or something.
Yeah, because he's definitely, like, Les Stroud or something. He'll be fine in the woods for, like, 20 years.
Exactly.
When they thought he got lost anyways.
Yeah. I don't know, but those are just the serial killers. We actually have, I believe, two callers now. One of the numbers, I have no idea who it is, so that's kind of weird. We have a mystery caller today. But we're not going to take any callers until the game, which will be later in the show. So if you could just hang tight, callers, we'll get to you. Let's talk about I Am Number 4. You want to talk about that a little bit since we're going to see it?
Yeah, sure thing.
Now, I'm not going to go through and explain the whole plot, because it took me like 20 minutes to explain it to Dan. The gist is aliens are on Earth, but they look like humans, and they're being hunted by other aliens that do not look like humans. It's based off a book. The book is super great. If you get a chance to read the book, read the book. The movie looks pretty fucking awesome. Every time I see like a TV trailer, it looks like I see something new, and I'm like, holy shit, or oh my god, blasters, or, you know, superpowers. So, I mean, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, from the previews and everything that I saw for it, I thought it looked pretty good. Then I kind of got a little iffy once he started explaining it to me. I'm like, I don't know about
Dan,
this.
I made up half that stuff. But the funny part is I never told you which half. So, I mean, you can, like, walk in and be like, oh, where are their superpowers? And I'm just like, they don't have superpowers. I was lying.
I would be so downtrodden. I'd be like, well, there was my reason to see this movie gone completely.
No, they do have powers. But, yeah, it'll be me, Dan, our friend Andre, and Dan's new girlfriend, everyone. I don't have a round of applause button, but give Dan a round of applause. Nice job, Daniel.
Oh. Whatever, Craig.
All right. God, that took up not
even
a whole
minute. Cameron. Way to forget Cameron.
Well, he hasn't confirmed yet. I'm sorry. Until you say I'm going, because, people, I'm kind of a control freak, and I already know what time we're going to see the movie. I know where we're going to, like, how I want us to sit. So, I mean, don't.
You're like, okay, who's getting rides? Who's getting rides with who? Dan Santana, you going together? Okay, me and Andre. We're going to get snacks. Everybody tell me what they're getting ahead of time so I can order for all of us, and then you'll just pay me back. You're, like, written down. It's, like, typed up on your phone.
I walk in with a sheet, like, can I get 3 grilled cheeses, 2 steaks, and mashed potatoes? Sir, this is a movie theater. I know. You guys deal with fucking hot dogs. Why don't you have steak and mashed potatoes?
Yeah. I want a full-course meal here. Yeah, you got McDonald's in here? That's what they should do,
no,
really?
They should put McDonald's in there. There is one.
Where?
When I was in Ohio over Christmas break, there's an AMC, and it's fucking huge. It's like the size of a mall. There's like 16 theaters, and in the lobby, there's a McDonald's, there's a Starbucks, there's a Tim Hortons. It's literally like a Target and then a theater, like, after the Target. Like, you walk in, you're like, you're looking around like, is this a theater? Because the ticket box, the ticket people that give you the tickets, their little booth is so small. The rest of it's like all, you know, like, just fast food places all over the place.
Can you, like, take it into the theater with you and everything?
Yes, you walk in, and, like, the seats have, like, little, like, pull-around tables. Like, I wanted to go see Little Fockers there, and the movie sucked, but, like, I got, like, a Whopper, and I'm like, oh, all right.
Let's say you're sitting there, you're like, how bad can a movie be while I'm eating a Whopper? Just pass me my fries and my milkshake, and I'll be all set. I don't care what movie's playing. It can be Legion, and I'll be fine.
That's who might be the second call. I never thought of that. Didn't your one friend who liked Legion say he was going to call in?
I'm not sure if he's calling in. He didn't really clarify. He said he might just call in, and he might just listen.
Okay.
What's the last 4 digits?
What are the last 4 digits? All right, Dan, just leave me here alone. Dan. I'm waiting for you, Dan.
What do you mean? I'm asking you, what are the last 4 digits of the number?
People are
like sitting here waiting for each other. I'm like, what? What are you doing?
6-7-6-3.
Oh, yeah, that must be him, because
This is like, I'm sorry, I have to stop doing this because I'm the one running the switchboard. People, I'm doing like everyone's phone number. I'm like, all right, phone number 716, blah 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 blah. You're on, and it's like, thank you. In case I'm a molester here, they'll know exactly how to find me. It's like, oh, my bad.
Without any molesters, they're like searching our phone numbers and like on the internet and like on iTunes
watching our podcast. No, I mean, what I like to do is say the area code, like, be like area code 716, but we all have the same area code, so it's like, well, that's kind of retarded, so I'll just read off the last four digits or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I do. All right, one more topic, and then we'll get to the game. Oh, my God. That's actually all the topics I have. I have others, but they're not worth anything. So we're going to get to the game. Is that cool for you, man? Get ready to win that third straight episode?
I hope so. Am I playing against you, or am I playing against Mystery
Caller? You're playing against... Now, you told me the four digits of the two callers. You are playing against... I know both of these people are just from the numbers you told me. People, we're going to explain the rules, because there's been some changes to the rules, because there's a time limit to the show, 30 minutes. Here's how the rule will be. All right. Now, I'm going to name an actor, let's say named Hugh Jackman, and I'm going to start the clock. The clock is set for 4 minutes. And Dan says X-Men, because that's the only movie I can think of. And then it goes to the mystery caller, or whoever you are, and they say The Guardian. And then it goes back to Dan. And basically, he's going back and forth until the clock stops, until it, like, buzzes. And then whoever couldn't think of one when the clock was buzzed, they lose. The other person gets a point. Is that good for you?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Now, we're going to do each caller is going to be I got a timer set. Each caller is going to be playing one round with no computer. Don't go to sleep. Sorry. Each caller is going to be playing one round with you. And I'll make you a deal. If you can beat one of the callers, you win. All right?
Okay. What happens if one of our callers doesn't want to play the game? They just want to talk.
Oh, that's a good point. All right, people, well, fine. If you don't want to play the game, you just want to, like, have a conversation or talk, then just say so. I'm just saying if you want to play the game, there's the rules. All right, Dan, now that I corrected myself?
Okay, that sounds good. I was just clarifying.
Oh, I'm glad you did, man. I'm glad you did. All right, I'm kind of nervous, man. Mystery callers, but are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Which one do I pick first? I'm going to go with the last four digits, 0283. Hold on a sec, people. Hello?
Oh, geez.
Oh, wait, what do I do?
Oh, my God.
Who is this?
Well, that's actually my sister. She's in the same room as me. Go. This won't work if you're in the same room as me.
Okay, I'll go up. Wait, do I press one? Why have to play?
You don't have to play.
Okay. Next mystery caller.
Do you want to just bring on the next caller, Dan?
Yeah, that'd probably be good.
Alrighty then.
Fail.
What was that, Dan?
She, like, came down the stairs. And she was, like, down here, and she's like, am I the mystery caller? And I'm like, no, I don't think so, because the first set of digits you read off wasn't. And then all of a sudden, she was like, oh, okay. And then she started laughing, and you're like, 0283. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then you answered, and she's just, like, standing there laughing, and she's like, what do I do? Do I press 1? I don't know how technology works in general.
All right, do you want to go to this? I'm sorry, Dan's sister. I'm not trying to be mean. I can just picture her, like, walking up to your phone, like, how do I do this? And you're just like, get the fuck out of here.
What you doing? She was, like, standing, like, 5 feet away from me. I'm like, you have to be in the other room. You can't be, like, sitting here being like, oh, okay, well, let's see. Now that we can hear each other through both of our phones.
All right, we'll go to the second caller, and then we'll see if we have time. We'll go back around, all right?
Okay.
All right. Last four digits, 6763. Damn it. Fucking phones. No. Work now. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Craig?
Yes.
You know who this is?
Hmm?
Do you know who this is?
No, not a clue. I know you're one of Dan's friends.
This is one of your friends too, buddy.
Alright, who is
Andre.
This?
It's Andre.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I'm sitting here, as soon as he answered, I'm like, oh, it's Andre. Craig's like, I have no idea who my friends are.
I'm
pitiful, Craig.
I'm sorry, Andre. I thought you were Dan's friend that called in to talk about Legion. I'm sitting there, I'm like,
no.
Oh, who is this
that
mystery caller?
Dan.
What?
Go to that movie. Why would I want to talk about that movie?
What?
Oh, jeez. I said, that's a bad movie. Why would I want to talk about that movie?
I don't know, but Dan was like, oh, yeah, my friend from Perry might call in about talking about Legion, and I don't know your new phone number yet, so I didn't recognize it.
It's all good.
All right, do you want to play the game or do you want to just talk?
No, I'll play the game. I'll face Dan.
All right. Did you hear the rules already, Andre?
Yeah.
All right.
Something.
The first actor we're going to do, and Dan, we're going to start with you since you're the champion. Dan, the first actor is Jack Black. And
go. That's what I was hoping it was going to be him. School of Rock.
Andre, your turn.
Oh, darn, Dan, he took the one I wanted to say. What's that one movie he just played in when he was big? That one.
I can't say it.
Well, that's the one I want.
Yeah, they have the title, man.
Hold on, let me think.
Dan, are you using your DVDs again?
No, I'm actually not for this one. I might if there's more complicated ones I don't know, but I happen to know.
Well, we're running out of time.
I don't watch Jack Black movies. I don't watch Jack Black movies.
Oh, okay, it's all right. It's okay. You have time, man. You have 4 minutes.
All right, let me think.
Although, in all fairness, I'll probably cut you off in 2 minutes.
I don't know. He won. That's an ACC in the pick of destiny. That was my next one. That
Dan,
was my only
you,
other one.
Dan, congratulations, good sir. You've won for the third time. Now, I don't know. All right,
that was
cheap.
That's a stupid one.
Don't make, dude, he's been in a
Are
lot of
movies.
Are we going
to do another actor? Or?
I have no idea. Dan, do me a favor. Since you're in the same house, ask your sister if she wants to play the game, because we only have 6 minutes, and I want everyone to be on the show.
Oh, jeez. I don't know if that's a good plan.
Do you want to just play with Andre, then? I don't care either way.
Okay, yeah, I'll play Andre. Just, I don't know. Craig, think of an actor.
Okay, all right. Calm down, everyone. Calm down. All right. You two talk amongst yourself real quick. I have one written down somewhere. Hold on.
Oh, Craig. Oh, my God. That's great. Who is this? Is this one of Dan's friends?
Dan?
It's funny.
Oh, my God.
And then
I
you
have
hit with the faces. All right. What's your actor?
Nicolas Cage, and we're going to start with Andre. Hold on a second.
National Treasure.
Go.
National Treasure.
All right, Dan.
Andre.
Andre's getting attacked. He's being assaulted.
That's my sister.
Gone in 60 seconds. All right. Dan, I thought your sister was attacking you for a second.
No, she came down and she was like, oh, please, if you want me to. I'm like, it's fine.
I don't care either way. I'm just... What?
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorcerer's Apprentice.
All right.
Ghost Rider.
Ooh, good one. Andre.
Hello? Andre, are you there?
Something to clarify, he's not.
Are you okay? Dead. Should I call somebody?
That Ghost Rider one movie.
Dan said that.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did.
Shoot, what's that one movie?
Excuse me. Excuse me.
What'd you say?
Don't make me help you again, please.
Don't say it, Craig. That's one of mine.
I was trying to help you, Andre. You have to listen to the cough.
I'm trying, but the cough wasn't a good, clear cough.
Nobody knows.
Oh, okay. I got one.
What?
Magic Blade.
All right. Dan.
Kick-Ass.
That was the movie that I coughed up, Andre. I coughed up Kick-Ass. No.
Shoot. My sister's running down the stairs.
Trouble that. Scene. God, that song stuck in my head.
Did he play in... The Kingdom. There we go.
The Kingdom. You know what? I'm challenging you, Andre. I don't believe you.
Okay. Where do you have your laptop right there?
I'm on my computer using the smart board. Using the
switchboard.
Andre, he was not in The Kingdom.
I know. The last one I made up, too.
Andre?
Wait, what did you even say? I didn't even hear you. You're like,
he said, the last blade. Andre, I didn't take you for a liar, but DQ'd, my friend. DQ'd. Dan, you win. Fairly this time.
Face off.
All right, Andre, we're gonna move on, but thanks for calling in, man.
All right, no problem.
All right, bye.
See you guys tomorrow. Bye.
See you, bye.
Yeah.
I am so terrible with people. I'm like, hey, how are you? Yeah, we're friends, right? And then I don't even recognize them on the phone.
I can't believe you bullshitted those last two movies. I'm like, The Last Blade. I've never even heard of that.
Well,
I'm like,
I'm not in the mood to just get on the
computer. It's actually a movie.
All right, I'm not in the mood to just get on the computer and be like, well, let's challenge that because the clock is going and I don't want to take away from Dan's time. I'm a nice person.
I had a few left. It's okay.
That's true. All right, Dan, we got 4 minutes left. Do you want to play against your sister or what? I don't care either way, honestly. I'm just the host. I'm just here. I want to make sure it's good on both ends. I don't want to... What?
I guess, is she on the thing where you can, tune her in right now, or does she have to press one still?
No, Dan's sister, I'm terrible with names. Don't press anything. You're on the calling queue. You've got to press the button. When I click the button, just say hi. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. We don't have time for the game. We have 90 seconds. God damn it.
What? Oh, fine.
What?
What? I said that was fine.
Oh, my fucking God. I am so sorry, Dan's sister. The switchboard wasn't updating, so I thought we had 4 minutes left. We're going to have to postpone this till next week, if you guys could.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right. Just tell your sister to call in next week, and we'll take her call first. Does that sound good?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. I'm going to drop her call so we can get this over with. All right, Dan, anything you want to say to the audience before we go?
Nope. I think that's about it for me.
We had a good show, didn't we, good friend?
Yeah, a couple of slight mishaps and...
Mishaps.
Things.
All right, people, next week we're going to talk about how the movie Iron Number 4 was. We're going to take Dan's sister, hopefully we'll take on Dan and win at the game because Dan is a 3-episode champion. But that's about it, so I'm going to let you go, man.
Okay, see ya.
Right, see ya. People, it's been a good show. I'm your host, Craig Acton. Until next week.